This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The presidential campaign is becoming more intense as Election Day draws near, and voters seem to have a hunger for substantive talk about the issues. With me is Jennifer Hamster, our chief political correspondent. Hello, Jennifer.
What have you been taking?
I beg your pardon?
Voters have a hunger for substantive talk about the issue since when?
Well, I noticed that in Detroit, for example, there are surveys that suggest the Gore ads about issues seem to be more effective than the Bush ads that are attacking Gore.
We're talking about ads. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that explains it. Of course, to you, that would be substantive, yes.
So the ads aren't substantive?
Is this point really in question?
Well, what would be better?
Reading would be a good start.
Uh-huh.
How about listening to a candidate speak for more than 30 seconds? Anybody doing that these days, huh?
Well, I know, for example, that National Public Radio is running extended sections of candidate speeches on All Things Considered. So maybe we could
Let me tell you something. I have listened to All Things Considered. I have worked for All Things Considered. Mm-hmm. All Things Considered is a great radio program, and this show is not All Things Considered.
Well, isn't it a good idea anyway to run a big chunk of a speech?
Well, sure, if you're a journalist who's tired of working.
Okay, then, we're agreed. Let's listen to a portion of a speech Senator Sam Spleen gave in a place called Colonoscopy City, Nevada. The rally took place on Tuesday afternoon of this past week.
I've been all around this country talking about health care, and I've been listening too, and you know what I found? Most people are worried about a government-run plan. They're worried that it will be too expensive. That's the concern I heard from Mary Beth Markham of Sparrow's Nest, Pennsylvania. And Mary Beth said to me, and I quote, "Senator Spleen, it wouldn't be so bad if the government took care of medical costs and prescriptions for me and my husband and my kids. But, Senator, I get frightened when they talk about doing it for everybody else." We're looking for. That's the voice of the people talking. It's okay for me, but how can we afford to pay for everyone else? And that's where my plan stands head and shoulders above all the others. It's focused and economical. Focused on who? On you, of course. That's why we call it Mad Me. Yes. Thank you. How is MedMe different from the other plans? Two words, checks and three words, balances. Traditional health care is full of checks and balances. For what? To protect you, of course, from a mistake. In a traditional arrangement, you go to the doctor. You say, "Doctor, I'm not feeling well. I think I need some expensive medicine." The doctor sells you some really high buck time and runs some pricey tests in a luxurious facility and finally says to you, "I'm going to prescribe some very costly medication." But you know what? That's what you asked for in the first place. Yes, I'm sure my opponents will say all those expensive steps, they were necessary to keep you from getting the wrong kind of medicine that might make you sick. But you know what? You are already sick. How much worse can it get? Yes, how much? Under MedMe, we do just that. We medicate you right away. This is what Americans are telling me they want. They want the prescription. With MedMe, we just do that. Pills first, ask questions later. Questions like, how many fingers am I holding up? How many heads do I have? And what's your stomach doing right now? In a lot of cases, we guess right and the medication does its job. Sometimes we guess wrong and the medication doesn't do anything at all, but it was worth a try. And in some cases, the medication really makes you sicker. That's when you go to a doctor. And under my MedMe plan, the doctors will be able to see you then because they won't be all tied up with people who are going through the motions just to get their pills in the
Senator Sam P. Flynn on the Stump talking about health care last week in the retirement community of Colonoscopy City, Nevada.
Oh, boy. He gets nuttier every week, doesn't he?
Jennifer Hamster is here, and Jennifer with us in the studio is Senator Spleen's running mate. It's Dwight Plotz, a funeral director from Festering Stump, Ohio. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Plotz.
Not only am I with you, my thoughts are with you in this difficult time, and you are both in my heart.
Yeah, whatever.
This MedMe plan sounds kind of ill-advised, I would think.
I'm deeply saddened to hear you say that.
But no, ill-advised. It's dangerous. I mean, it is utterly irresponsible, and it goes against every principle of appropriate health care.
I can tell this is certainly a time of great disappointment for you. I hope you will call on me if and when there's anything at all I can do.
Well, there is, actually. Can you explain...
Why in the world would anyone cook up a crazy idea like this? I mean, I assume he cooked it up, and it wasn't you looking for more customers?
Now, Jennifer, I don't know...
No. Here is the real question. What was he thinking? Was it a hallucination or what? I mean, did somebody twist his arm?
The senator?
Yes, the senator!
I would like to think he was at peace. At peace with himself and those around him.
Please.
Well, still, he's got to be concerned, Mr. Plotz, that the MedMe proposal has been ridiculed in the press and the polls show it's just lying there, lifeless, dead in the water. Is he worried about that?
About death? On the contrary, I think this has all come as a great relief.
Well, I don't see how.
Although it might seem sad, I think we should be happy for him. I know I am.
Well, it sickens me.
Dwight Plotz, a funeral director from Festering Stump, Ohio, and the vice presidential candidate on the Enough Party ticket.
Is that outfit blue or navy black?
Get away from me.